Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. On Friday 9th of November, the Pontifical Council for Culture, together with the Royal Norwegian Embassy to the Holy See and the Norwegian Institute in Rome, hosts a conference by the title of The Northern Frontier of Christianity, Exploring the Common Heritage of Norway and the Holy See. Ahead of this event, I was granted an interview with the man who called for it, the Ambassador of Norway to the Holy See, Rolf Trolle Andersen. For the record, Norway has enjoyed full diplomatic relations with the Holy See since 1982. I began by asking Ambassador Andersen what this common heritage might be from a historical point of view in terms of events and influences. Stay tuned.
Norway became Christian a little more than 1,000 years ago. And for the first over 500 years, we looked to Rome for guidance on all matters of moral, ethical, law, in many, many fields. And it has, of course, profoundly influenced the way of thinking of Norway today. So even after the Reformation, when the contact was not the same, it has then developed as a country based on the ethical, moral values that are common to us all.
But wouldn't Rome seem very distant to most Norwegians, and not just in geographical terms?
Well, yes, in one way, because we have been for so long a uniform Protestant country. But you know, Norway has also been changing. It's become what I would call more a pluricultural society. Many people have come to Norway. Many of them are also Catholics. So the Catholic contingent in Norway has grown. It is now, I think, approximately 120,000 people. And they bring many new thoughts, interesting thinkings, and it leads to a, let's say, informed debate in the country, which is good for all of us. So although you're right that the Vatican and Rome, in a way, is far away, it is also influencing us indirectly through all the many people who have come to Norway with backgrounds from other cultures, including many Catholics.
Is it correct to say that in 2012, Norway distanced itself in a way from its Christian past? The evangelical Lutheran religion no longer became the state's official religion.
Well, I would think that it reflects the changing picture of the Norwegian society. All the principles that the Norwegian society are built upon remain the same. We, however, now open for others to have the right to express their views freely, while at the same time building our society on the same ethical values that we've done since the onset.
This conference that's taking place right now on the Northern Frontier of Christianity reflects a bit of a cultural exchange, doesn't it?
Yes, I'd say that. When I went to visit Cardinal Rubasi 2 or 3 years ago...
He's the president of the Pontifical Council for Culture.
One of the elements that we discussed was the lack of cultural contact between Norway and the Holy See. And if you like, this conference is kind of a reaction to that. It's a result of that thinking that Cardinal Rubasi made a point of, say, let us put our minds together and see if we can come up with something which we have in common. And there is nothing that we have more in common than our common heritage. So in a way, this is an attempt to look backwards to see what were those contacts, in which fields. And we've got some experts from Norway who will come down to speak about that. And at the same time, to pull the lines forward and to see what can we do with this. Is this, are there possibilities in the future that we can cooperate maybe better than we do today? I think it's a great pleasure to be in Rome to talk about how Norway and the Holy See can develop their relations, what we can do in the practical field, which areas we in fact can look at in the future, how we can use culture as a way in. I am very optimistic about the possibilities for the future.
And my thanks there go to the Ambassador of Norway to the Holy See, Rolf Trolle Andersen. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.